Welcome to ISC 2018. You're listening to the Trade Show Minute here with Victoria Barella. I have our guest today, Mitchell Klein with Z-Wave Alliance. Welcome.
Hey, glad to be here, Victoria.
Hey, great. So this is day one. A lot of people are running around already. We had the ribbon cutting ceremony. Just for the listeners at home, we have the sponsor today, Absen LED. You can find them at absen.com. Thanks, guys. Without you guys, we couldn't do this. Let's get to Z-Wave Alliance. Tell us a little bit about your company.
I got
to
say, day one has been absolutely incredible already. And it's what? It's been about an hour so far?
Yeah, it's been an hour. It's crazy, but crazy good.
We've been overwhelmed, and it's really been a great show already for us. Hour in, and pretty excited. So Z-Wave Alliance, a little different than maybe some of the other folks you talk to, because we're an alliance of members that manufacture, distribute, resell, or install products with Z-Wave in it. What is Z-Wave? Z-Wave
is
actually the enabling technology for the smart home. So we're very dominant in security, in door locks, in lighting devices, in sensors, and in all other types of end devices, as well as controllers. So when you go and install a security system, you've got Z-Wave in it. A lot of the service providers and telcos are starting to put Z-Wave in it as well. So we're a pretty well-kept secret in terms of the integrators, but what they don't understand is already working with our products. So if you have a door lock, Yale, for example, or ASSA ABLOY, which is Yale, put Z-Wave in all of their door locks.
So how do you differ from the other competitors, I guess?
Right. So, you know, you refer to Bluetooth or Z-Wave, Zigbee. Well, Z-Wave is an interoperable platform, which you cannot say about anyone else. So, in other words, as an integrator, if you go and you want to install a door lock, well, once you have Z-Wave, you can take your pick of any door lock brand that's using Z-Wave because they will all work. You're not locked into a single brand. So you have choice because no one product fits all, as we know. So again, using just door locks as an example, your front door, your back door, maybe even a garage application will all require a different form factor. And you can choose the different brands that work for those applications. And they'll all work together off of a single button or a single controller.
Yep. And I see that you guys are made up of 600 companies who market over 2,100 wireless devices. So that's you guys are obviously knowing what you guys are doing.
Yeah, what's really cool about that information is that's from last year.
Ooh, so it's this year.
So this year, we're now well over 700 members.
Ooh.
That's pretty impressive.
That is.
And well over 2,400 certified devices. So when you talk about choice, you really have
a lot of choice.
That's
awesome.
Very much so.
So what's going on at your booth?
So in our booth, we have eight members that are exhibiting their products. I'll give one single example, which is really a first of its kind. We have a company called Hogar that is actually showing their Google Assistant device with Z-Wave built in. So now instead of having to add multiple controllers and some complex programming, you got a single device that will now control via Google Assistant. So you have voice control as well as all the other device controls for buttons, remote controls, applications, and so on and so forth. AO Tech, for example, has nine brand new products that they're showing, which anything from lighting devices and sensors and controllers. So it's a really exciting place to come and check out, especially for installers who are looking for solutions. We got a lot of them.
Cool. And then I am 2 years into the industry myself, so I program commercial lights. Just give me, just listening to the Alliance, what are some other hurdles for that you guys have accomplished and gone over versus your competitors? What's something that you might bump into with other technologies that you guys figured out but don't give out your secret sauce, obviously?
Well, obviously I mentioned interoperability. That's the big thing. But the other piece of it is security. And it's a great segue. Thanks for bringing it up. There's been an increasing visibility to the issue of cybersecurity. And you hear about a lot of hacks that are going on, IP devices being hacked, even Zigbee. You know, there's this one story about a drone, someone flying a drone up and hacking somebody's lights through Zigbee. Z-Wave has always been a lockdown secure platform. And with the recent release last year of our S2 security system, I will actually call it hack-proof because Z-Wave's never been hacked before.
That's a very good thing. I would say so.
And the S2, it was really developed with white hat hackers in mind. They actually helped to develop this platform. And it's based on the same platform that online banking and other, you know, highly secure platforms are based on. So it's pretty good stuff.
That's great, especially with everything going like internet based, and just there's a lot of security issues that I myself am scared about coming into the industry, and I just don't understand it, and I need to get a little bit better grasp on it. Do you guys, you said you're heading over to a class. Are you teaching a class? Are you speaking in a class?
Yeah, I'm on a panel on one of my favorite topics, interoperability.
Hey.
I can imagine that. So, you know, again, you're all integrators. You're listening to this. You know what it's like to do whatever your favorite control system is. You know, we love them all, whether it's Crestron or Control 4 or URC. I mean, I can go down the list. And, you know, whenever you deploy one of those platforms, now you got to start looking at drivers and what devices will work with your system. Well, in an example like Control 4 or with URC, who are actually deploying Z-Wave as well, you don't have to do that hunt. Because you've got Z-Wave.
That's
really
great.
Pretty cool stuff.
That's
so, yeah,
so
we'll see if I can get that message you know, through in the next session that I'm doing.
Yeah. Are you the only one on the panel? Do you have other people that are talking
about
you?
There are two others. Okay. So it'll be an interesting back and forth.
Cool.
I can promise that.
Piggybacking? Sure, sure. Are you guys just bouncing off each other? Is it the same topic, or is it purposely kind of competitive?
I would suspect it's purposeful to elicit dialogue.
I'll
put it that way.
Very cool. And you're heading over there probably very shortly.
Oh,
so.
Right after this, yeah. So
yeah,
kind of fun,
cool.
Fun stuff.
Cool, cool. And then where can we find more about the Z-Wave Alliance?
So I'd strongly recommend you go to our website, which is zwavealliance.org, and there is a dash in there. So it's z-wavealliance.org. If you'd like to reach me, just add a Mitch at before that. And you can also, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Mitchell_Klein, and that's K-L-E-I-N.
Great. And I am actually on the Twitter lands at Barella, at underscore Barella Victoria, because I guess there's another Barella Victoria out there.
No way.
Don't confuse her with, me with her. And you can find all our coverage of ISE at, what are we, ravepubs.com/ISE2018. You can also find Absen, our sponsor, at absen.com. Thanks, guys, for making this happen. The guys at home are listening and very happy to experience ISE with us. So thanks, guys. And thank you for coming on to our show, Mitch.
Absolutely my pleasure.
Okay, and have a great rest of your ISE.
I look forward to it. You too.